Chapter 4. Sunday, December 10th.
Neil? Dale called. Hey, Neil, wait up.
He slowed his pace, but didn't stop. He couldn't. He was already so on edge, he feared that if he stood completely still, he was going to do something he would regret. He wasn't sure what. Maybe yell at his best friend? Maybe yell at the world? Seconds later, Dale caught up to his side.
What happened with you back there? You know what happened. I lost my temper. I get that. But all Susanna Schwartz wanted was to thank you for helping her. You practically bit her head off. No need to start exaggerating. What I did was bad enough. Ah, so you are saying you know what you did. Why did you act like such a jerk then?
Dale's voice was thick with impatience.
It wasn't her fault that her parents wanted a good deal on their new home.
That hurt. Maybe because everything Dale was saying was true. But what Dale wasn't experiencing were all the pressures Neil had been dealing with at home. He and his brothers had jobs now. Every day they watched their father swallow the last of his pride and work his younger brother's farm. And their mother? She silently did her best to act like everything was fine. Watching everyone's pain was incredibly difficult. Having Dale talk to Susanna like they were going to be good neighbors to each other had been the last straw.
I can't talk about this.
Dale gripped his arm.
Sure you can. You must. You need to swallow your pride and go back there and apologize. I cannot do that right now. If not now, when?
Neil pulled his arm away from Dale's grip.
I don't know, okay? Look, I know I shouldn't have acted that way. I already feel bad about it, too. But I've got no more inside of me for Susanna Schwartz right now. I've got too much else to worry about. I've lost everything.
Dale shook his head slowly.
That's where you are wrong. You still have a lot to be grateful for. You have your parents, your brother, and a place to live. You have a new job. You have your health. You have friends who care about you. You definitely haven't lost everything. Try to remember that, would you? See you later, Dale.
He turned and picked up his pace, knowing that Dale was right. And he was also so wrong. While it was true that Neil still did have much to be grateful for, everything he'd ever known had been changed. Everything had changed.